This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. We've got a light issue because the announcements in this space were a bit light last week. That's okay. In fact, that's the entire point of this podcast. Onward. Ask and ye shall receive. Sure enough, there's an answer to my request from a couple weeks ago. Someone has written an article called AWS Permission Boundaries for Dummies, and it starts off by mentioning the fact that I was confused by them. It's not just me that's confused by these things, apparently, and I'm super glad to find that out. It's complicated if you're not thinking about them in the proper way, which I certainly was not. There's no shame in asking for help. AWS had a few interesting announcements. Improve the availability of existing Okta IAM Federation setup using multi-region SAML endpoints. Multi-region access is super important for ensuring that in the event of a service or region disruption, you can still log into other regions. Unfortunately, today, IAM Identity Center is single region. Use existing logging and security accounts with AWS Control Tower. Now look, Control Tower is great, but it was originally designed for greenfield deployments. This blog post goes through the unlikely scenario of you don't want to pave your existing deployments in service of starting over from scratch. You know, like most of us invariably want to do. IAM Access Analyzer makes it simpler to author and validate role trust policies. I still really wanted to do what seems to me to be the obvious thing. This Lambda function talked to DynamoDB table X, so the automatic role generated will reference that specific table X. It doesn't do that yet, as best I can tell. And the tool of the week is germane to something I talked about a second ago. Clean up AWS access keys. It blows away unused ones, and it's great. Just be sure that you don't inadvertently destroy your seldom used break glass key that's only for emergency use only. You have one of those, right? For in case your SSL authentication thing goes down, as alluded to just a second ago about multi-region SSO authentication. And you remember to set it to alarm when this key gets used, right? Excellent. Carry on. And that's what happened last week in AWS Security. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Onward.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.